So we're going to take the next half hour as a metta meditation. And this is just one possible way of exploring metta meditation, metta practice, metta cultivation. And through the retreat, we'll have other ways of exploring this practice. So if you don't directly connect with this way, you know, there are other ways. And also, perhaps over time, we may connect more with one or the other, and various ways and ways of practicing will unfold for us. So this is, again, quite a playful practice. We can bring this quality of playfulness we were speaking about before into this practice. If we just consider for a moment again, you know, what is this metta that we're cultivating? So we could say it's the cultivation of heart that welcomes and allows for what's in experience right now. We could say it's the attitude that looks for the loveliness in whatever is appearing before us. We could also say it's a way of relating that is not a transaction. It's not that we give something and expect something in return. It's much like the sun that shines, warms, lightens, brightens, and actually asks for nothing in return. So we can just feel with those ways of relating, they're all quite radical, quite uncommon. And they actually run counter in the other direction to many of our habits and our default kind of tendencies of ways of relating. You can also feel that they're at the heart of wholesomeness. They are actually a deeper, more supportive way of relating. It's good for us and it's good for others. So this isn't an argument to be agreed with or disagreed with, but just something to explore. Does relating in this way actually feel beneficial, wholesome, supportive of what I really wish to do with this human life? To welcome and allow. To look for loveliness. To ask for nothing in return. So that metta attitude will be true to some degree, some aspect of it, or all of those aspects, regardless of how we do the practice. And the practice I'm going to describe tonight is the practice of calling to mind someone in our life and offering them metta. But as I say, this is just one way of doing the practice. So this is reliant on three qualities. One is the imagination. We're going to imagine someone. We're going to call someone to mind or invite them, the image of them or the essence of them, whatever that would mean, into the heart space. And then we're going to share with them some words, some phrases that carry that meaning of metta. And that's going to attune us to the feeling of metta in some way. There's much to be said about the feeling of metta. It may feel a particular way, it may feel good, it may feel loving, it may feel connected. But, you know, it may also not. Doesn't mean we're doing anything wrong. So we have the image of the recipient. We have some useful words or phrases like may you be well, may you be safe, may you be happy. And at the same time we also feel, we open to feel what those words mean. So it's really helpful to pick your own phrases. Phrases that you would wished to you. You know, so that we feel, this is what I wish for. So feeling that atmosphere of friendliness, that atmosphere of kindness towards others. Just beginning finding yourself in this posture, this breathing body, just make sure that this is a posture you can rest into. Yeah, if there's too much tension, that may pull in the other direction to this metta attitude. If you're sitting upright, can that uprightness be held by something other than the muscles? Just get the alignment right. Get the head well balanced so that the muscles can relax. The shoulders can relax. Maybe the belly can soften. The face, can that soften a little more? Relax. So to really encourage a feeling of gentle presence, it's really supportive for these cultivation practices. There can be a sense of the body is here, a sense of here, being here. But with that also a sense of may I open. In that sense of like a flower opening. A real sense of being here, that rootedness of the flower and the flower just opening. May I open? Not forcing, just inviting. And if we're not used to practicing in stillness for some time, then we may need to move. But as we move, just doing it with that exploration also of metta, of kindness, so that the loving awareness that's paying attention to experience right now can be sustained through the movement, the meditation, through the movement, and then back again to stillness. So that we don't disconnect and reconnect, we actually stay connected through all of it. So with this relaxed body, upright, stable, opening, really inviting your awareness into the heart. having a heart-centered awareness, whatever that might mean for you, however you feel heart or heartfulness. Letting the breath come in and out of the heart space. Allowing it to open on the in-breath and relax on the out-breath. So of course all of these are a metta attitude. Metta attitude to the body, what can be supportive for the body. A metta attitude to the breath, inviting, welcoming, opening and releasing. And now with a connection perhaps to the heart, centered awareness, or to the mind's eye, the imagination, or even bodily in some sense, just inviting someone with whom you have a friendly relationship. Maybe someone who is often kind to you, or you find it easy to be kind to. And for now, we're really picking someone for whom the relationship is not complicated. It's quite simple. So the simplest friendly person or being you can imagine. Someone you know. And just getting to know their image. With that image, maybe there's also a felt sense of them, a felt sense of their company. Maybe a felt sense of how you feel around them. And then from there we can just let some phrases carry this mood of metta, this attitude and atmosphere. Things like, may you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe. May you live with ease. So I'll repeat these phrases again and then really find your own words, your own phrases. Feel free to use these ones if you connect with them. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe. May you live with ease. So as we do this practice, we can feel those three elements to some degree. The image, the words, the phrases, the feeling. And so the mind will wander at some point. And then just bringing it back to one of those three, whichever you connect to most easily. So minds wander. Be no surprise if your mind has wandered. Can we meet that with a metta attitude also? It's welcoming and allowing. But also minds can be cultivated, can be brought back to an image, to a phrase, to a feeling, whatever we connect to most easily. If we're visual, come back to the image, do what's easy. If you're verbal, come back to the phrase. If you're more tactile, the feeling. But also really remembering to relax the body. The body participates in the mood. Just relax that body, relax the belly. Softening shoulders, the face. Letting a nice breath come into the heart space, opening on the in-breath. Releasing and relaxing on the out-breath. And calling to mind simple, friendly relationship. Maybe the same being, if you wish, you could try another one. using your own phrases or these ones. May you be happy. We all wish to be happy. May you be well. May you be safe. May you live with ease. The phrases feel they're getting in the way, you want to just radiate the feeling, feel free, be playful, be creative. If you find the phrases help you root in, stay present, and use them. If they start to feel dry, add more feeling. If the image starts to fade, what happens if we pay more interest into the felt sense of this being? The minds wander, and bodies are here. Reconnect to the body at any time. A feeling of here, being here. That attitude of may I open. We can either come back to the image, phrases, or the feeling, or even just come back to the way we're breathing. Maybe this breath can also have the feeling of metta. Maybe as well as the breath having the feeling of metta, the attitude towards the breath coming in and going out can also have the flavor of metta. So maybe just as the phrases were carrying metta, were a vehicle for metta, maybe this in and out breath can also carry metta outwards into the world, inwards into the being. In about a minute's time, I'll ring the bell. Maybe we can also meet that with metta. And then taking our own time, if you wish, you can stay longer, practice longer. This hall is available for you. And when it's time to leave, also leaving with an attitude of metta in support of maybe those who are staying longer, but also in support of ourselves as we transition. Having that breath connection. Metta on the in-breath and metta on the out-breath. Radiating out into the world.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.